So now we're at visitation or parenting time, the time that the children spend with the parent or the parent spends with the child or children. In general, courts favor liberal visitation time for non-custodial parent, NCP. I will tell you that liberal visitation time can have its challenges as well, especially when the parents are already not on good terms with each other, a good arrangement with each other, because it requires lots of communication. I would urge the parties to think about how things have gone in the past, where they are now, and how they see this visitation plan working out. What is a liberal parenting time? It is parenting sharing time is an agreement in which the specific of the visitation are essentially left up to the parents to agree upon. So pretty much as life presents itself, we'll talk about it and we'll be get on the horn and we'll talk to each other as life goes. That means there will be a considerable amount of communication between the parents. Reasonable time sharing is used mainly by parents who share custody of the children and can co-parent and communicate peacefully with each other. And that's how it works. As life throws its hurdles, they're willing to work it out. All they do is pick up the phone, go face to face somewhere, and work things out. And if that is all that is true, then such a plan would work. Supervised visitation is an option if there's a danger of violence or removal of the child from the jurisdiction. Comes into place in many situations where one parent wants to move out of town or overseas, or you know, just because the job could be one thing, or career choice could also be marriage that takes them out of town. So supervised visitation is when the non-custodial parents can visit with the child only when supervised by another adult. It is used to keep the child safe while supporting the parent-child relationship. It also guarantees the custodial parent knows where the child is during visits. Supervised visitation, also called supervised contact or supervised parenting time and like forms, they use a different form. But the whole thing is that non-custodial parent is being watched by a person, by that the primary parent or maybe a third party. So you keep in mind that it is different from supervised exchanges. You know, the exchange happens, someone is there and then the third party leaves, which protects parents from each other and prevent the child from witnessing conflict between the parents. So the difference between the supervised visitation and supervised exchanges. So when making a plan, we can actually ask what is that a particular one. When say I want supervised, what is that you want supervised, the visitation time or the exchange? Are you wise, in fear of yourself, in fear of the children, those of the other parent from the children? What are your concerns? So we deep dive into that a bit. So when is supervised visitation necessary? It is necessary when there has been physical, sexual, or emotional abuse of the child by a parent. There has been physical, sexual abuse of one parent by the other parent. Maybe a parent has substance abuse problem, or a parent has uncontrolled mental illness that pose harm to the child. There is a risk of kidnapping or abduction by one of the parents. A parent has neglected the child. A parent has been absent from the child's life and wants to start a relationship with the child. And lastly, and it could be many more, but we'll stop it here. There have been any potentially dangerous family situation that we are aware of, so that we have to consider what the parties will consider or the court will consider what type of parenting time each will have, the non-custodial parent will have.